Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, just tell three people around you. Tell them, I got a word for you. Tell them he's able.
welcome everyone to another episode on this Sunday. Welcome to the Five Smooth Stone Brothers and Sisters. I'm Brother Seth. How are you and yours doing this afternoon, soon to be evening? Well, I hope you are in a place in your walk or in your life where you know, as Dietrich Haddon just said, he is able. I know a lot of people don't like the way he sings, but I just love the way that brother just sang that song. Because truly, when we ain't able, a lot of times we ain't able. We don't have what it takes. At least we don't think we do. Well, guess what? In our weakness, he is made strong. Folks, he is able. It's not no religious rhetoric. There's not no mumbo jumbo. He truly is able. And I just hope and pray that not only will he be able, but willing to show himself strong, even in this broadcast tonight, brothers and sisters. Your brother is not playing tonight. This has been a very difficult show. Shows are difficult to come by these days for me. So much going on. These shows, these days, when I do a show, just know it's oftentimes through a lot of difficulty because anybody else, I guarantee, will stop blogging. Brothers and sisters, tonight we're dealing with Hebrew Israelites. The title of our show tonight is Hebrew Israelites, Real Power, Real Hope, Real Authority Missing. I went on to say for the show's description that I put out there, if we follow Christ, we Israelites don't have to wait for the kingdom hopelessly. We are not abandoned while on earth, left to figure it all out on our own. No, we don't have to be far from Yah's presence. We can and should live in the fullness of joy of being in his presence. One more time. No, we don't have to be far from Yah's presence. We can and should live in the fullness of joy of being in his presence. The Holy Spirit was sent to address all these serious needs. He is the comforter, brothers and sisters. One of the main reasons he was sent was to give us power over all enemies. Do you believe it? Well, brothers and sisters, that's what we're dealing with tonight. Again, Hebrew Israelites, real power, real hope, real authority, missing. And it is missing with a lot of our brothers and sisters that claim to be Israelites. Now, we do believe over here at this network that African Americans are indeed all of them. Well, we can never say all. We'll say the bulk of the people called African Americans in this country, we believe, according to Scripture, are one of the lost tribes of Israel. I believe with every fiber of my being. I can prove it, actually. I believe it. Brothers and sisters, I believe it. So what we're trying to do is help this generation that have come into this revelation on this Five Smooth Stone Network. Since I play our anthem in the background, our little theme song, just want to talk a little bit about this show and why it has been created. Brothers and sisters, it is one of the greatest revelations that the Father has ever given in this generation, in my time, in this time, that African Americans are indeed one of the lost tribes of Israel, and that really their lifestyle, what they do when they're misbehaving or when they're at their best behavior as a group I'm talking about, is totally biblical. It's prophesied all of their behavior when they act in a collective manner. Again, let me say it again another way. What the Bible says Israel or the Jews would act like or behave like when they're walking in rebellion or when they're walking in obedience, it mirrors the African American. I mean, it mirrors. You name whatever we do collectively. It has to be something we do collectively. And I know one or two African Americans go out and do something, good or bad. It has to be what we collectively do as a nation. We live out those prophecies. And if you simply look for those characteristics of prophecies set forth in the scriptures, more specifically Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, if you look for those characteristics of those behaviors in any other group of people, you're not going to find it. And if you do find the same behavior spoken of, how Israel will act when they're in disobedience, how Israel will act when they are obedient, blessings, I mean, or curses that's to be upon them, blessings when they obey, how it be when they're obedient, and how they be if they're disobedient. If you look all over the world and see another nation behaving in that manner, they're nothing more than a sister tribe of the African Americans or a sister tribe Israelites. I believe they're a fiber of my being. So we've come into a little problem. We hear a lot of these young people, mostly young people, not a lot of older people seem to stumble at this point, but I'm sure some do. There's always exception to the rule on both sides. But a lot of them are thinking, for some reason, we're waiting on the kingdom to come, which we are to some degree. I guess what I'm saying is they're waiting on the power to come, the authority to come, that until then we just kind of we're just oppressed until the kingdom comes. We're just oppressing to the Messiah come, Yeshua come, or Yahweh shall come, to the Most High, to the millennium reign. We just go through. And brothers and sisters, that is not correct. That is hopelessness. That is a defeated mentality. That is a slap in the face to someone that has given you all power on heaven and earth, according to Luke 10 and 19. Christ said he gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. It's a slap in the face. It really is. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, a lot of it tonight, actually. We're going to talk about Israelites. This day, these days, out on the street, and preaching and yelling and trying their best to wake up our people, or if I can say our people, or the African American, and kudos for them for doing that, because that in and of itself is a blessing that they even care enough to be out there preaching truth, yelling the truth, trying to compel men to come back to the way of Zion or to the Most High, and they believe, of course, through the law in most cases. Not always. There's always an exception to the rule. So among their preaching, again, you got this doctrine that we are waiting on the kingdom, and once we come, a lot of them will say, white people are going to serve us, and they're going to lick our boots, and they're going to be our slaves, and this is where they're at. Until then, we just suffer, and these same people is going to just rule over us, and there's nothing we can do until the Messiah comes in his glory. Folks, I cannot tell you how far, far, far from the scriptures that is. So I come bearing great news tonight. Great news that the Father has given us everything we need to not just survive, but to thrive and be the head and not the tail, and be above and not beneath, and again, over all the power of the enemy has he given us power. Again, he has given us power over all the powers of the enemy. So I come bearing great news that we not just win in the end when he sets up his kingdom, but we win now, we win then, and we win forever, because of not so much of who we are. Brothers and sisters, I'm not all that, really. I'm not. Actually, I'm a nobody. Outside of the identity in Christ, Brother Seth really is just at the lowest man on the totem pole, really. I'm a society reject, born in Butler housing, Fort Worth, Texas, East Side Projects. It's not a whole lot to me, really, outside of being born in Christ. When I became born again, that's when Brother Seth took on the very value of the Most High himself, because he said, I have become the righteousness of Yah, or the righteousness of God in Christ. I believe it, and I will not take a backseat to anyone, because I, again, am the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am one with this Christ. When you see me, you see him. When you see him, you see me. How can I be defeated? Can I be? So, again, I want to thank you for tuning in to the 5-6-0 Network. I'm Brother Seth, the founder. And by the way, will not be joined by Waking Up Israel's radio show. Brother Mike will call me and let me know something and come up, and so he's not going to be able to be on the show tonight. But that's okay, because I put this promo out to so many people, I had to go ahead and go forward. And more than anything, I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about what the Father's going to do on this show, and I couldn't cancel it. So, again, I come tonight bearing great news about those of us that have been born again, those of us that are in Christ. I come bearing great news, and we'll get into that news right after this little announcement, talking about how to interact with me here on the show and some of the show rules of engagement. And we'll be right back. After that, actually, it'll be a prayer for the show, and then we'll be right back. Okay? All right, folks, this is going to be a great show. I've been supposed to have did this show last week, but we kind of, Mother's Day took over, and, of course, Sister Thel, it was anointed last week, and we just played a clip of a dialogue she had with Brother Micah, her son, of Israel, Waking Up Israel radio show. And so that was kind of took over the show last week, which it should have, because it was a great show, one of the best shows we ever did, actually. So we now about to deal with this topic. Again, Hebrew Israelites, real power, real hope, real authority, missing, though. It's missing, brothers and sisters. Let's talk about it when we come back. Network, brothers and sisters. I'm Brother Seth, the founder of the network, and I want to say shalom or peace to all nations of people around the world. Although I may not know you, please know all people are loved and their opinion valued on this network. While our shows are pointed at solutions and encouragement to Israelites, aka Jews, in the diaspora, all people can benefit from the truth the Most High is saying through Christ and through his Holy Spirit we call the Ruach HaKodesh sometimes. To the new listeners who want to comment, please call the phone number right there on the promo you're probably looking at, 914-205-5590. Again, the phone number to call right there on the promo is 914-205-5590. Press 1 in order to comment to any other host or co-host or any of our guests. You'll hear an operator say you're now on the host queue after you press 1. Once you're done commenting, press 1 again and you'll hear the same operator say you're now off the host queue. So you have to be on the host queue in order for us to see your hand raised. And then when you get done again, prayers to Wanda the second time, and you'll hear her say you're off the host queue. The reason why it's important to be off the host queue once you've commented, because you may want to come back on again and comment, and then you just simply press 1. Also, I want to remind everybody that we have over 500 shows with hundreds of topics, with different guests from all walks of life, all different ethnic groups. We have people that travel the world, very intelligent people, very educated on our show. And more importantly, a lot of God-centered people, a lot of people led by that Ruach HaKodesh, that Holy Spirit, sharing on our network. So Google 5 Smooth Stone Blog Talk Radio. That's the fast way to get to us. Google 5 Smooth Stone Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to enjoy over 500 episodes on various topics at your leisure. Lastly, we want to remind everybody to follow the show. Follow the show. Please follow us. It gives us a bigger presence on the net. Plus, you benefit by getting a reminder sent to you anytime we do shows. We get these little reminders sent with all types of details of what's going on with the next show sent to you. Enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you for tuning into the Positive Soul Network. Shalom. Brothers and sisters, let's go to our Father in prayer. Let's ask His blessings upon this broadcast. And if you agree with me as I pray and as I petition this highest court, Kingdom of the Most High God, Yah of Israel, if you agree, simply say amen under your breath. So be it. Father, I just want to lift up this show tonight. Father, I ask that you would by your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh, by your Spirit, Father, speak through the co-host, or the host, or guest, or whoever's going to be speaking to the people, or even through the callers, Father. Father, we ask that you would speak to us through your word. Father, let us be agents of change tonight, not just lifting up the problem, whatever we're going to be discussing, or the enemy, whoever the enemy is. But Father, we ask that on this show that you be lifted up. While we may examine the problem, discuss the problem, discuss the challenges, discuss the heartache, the pain, we just ask that you be lifted up as a solution. As a song play in the background, Waymaker, we ask that you be revealed tonight on this broadcast as the Waymaker. Father, we as a people petition your court, your presence, asking for change in our world, in our home, in our hearts. Father, let us not just be another group of people just talking for the sake of talking vain conversation. But we ask that you would speak the wisdom that only you can give. You said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of you who give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. Father, in your Son's name, we ask that you will reveal to us your heart in the matters spoken tonight. And Father, we ask a special blessing upon the listeners that if they're suffering with pain, discomfort in their bodies where they can't hear you, we ask that you will rebuke, and we rebuke the enemy in Christ's name. Spirit of sickness and infirmity, and we even speak to bodies and command these bodies receive peace these bodies will receive healing in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name. All of these things we ask as the body on this broadcast tonight. Amen. And brothers and sisters, if you agree with that prayer, just nod your head. You can even tap your knee and slap your wrist. Do something to say in this realm, I agree. Best thing to do is just say amen. It's very important. Say it. I agree. There's power in agreement, brothers and sisters. There's power in agreement. That's one of the powers we have that's going to fit right into this show. You know, the Bible talks about if any two agree, it's touching it. Let's just read that up. Because sometimes I wonder if people actually believe the scriptures. No, really. You know, sometimes I think people just get in this, and that's Matthew 18 and 19, where it says very clearly, brothers and sisters, again, let's go to the King James Version. That's what we read pretty much mostly on this show. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Of course, we know that that means in faith believing. There is power in agreement, brothers and sisters. But you both have to agree, truly agree, and truly believe. Again, that's Matthew 18 and 19. So tonight, again, there is a wonderful thing happening within the earth. The Father, in the late 1800s, used a man by the name of Prophet Cherry, and he taught how that these slaves now freed, were Israelites. In other words, those that was brought over here on slave ships, Prophet Crowder was preaching that they were indeed Israelites, scattered. And the Bible says, I was going to scatter you to a land that neither you nor your forefathers will know, neither you nor your forefathers know. And this land called America is pretty new. It's the new world. Very few people lived over here at the time, if any. There's arguments around that, but this is no doubt the new world. And there's many prophecies that have went forth as to what will happen to Israel and how the Father will scatter them to the four corners. Some of you know this history like the back of your hand. Others, this is all new to you. So what the Father has done, he has resurrected his people because they are marked. They are marked by him, meaning his eyes are upon wherever they go. And he uses, and he have used and will continue to use them to get glory. They were born to be, as Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 2 says, of all the nations of the earth, you have unknown. And a lot of you know this, that the word known is intimate. It means intimate. For all the nations of the earth, was I intimate with. So he raised up this mighty people, Abraham's seed. This old story, and I'm going through it quick because this is not where I want to stay. I want to get to the hopelessness that's being preached that I hear that's concerning, that's got me really, really concerned, brothers and sisters, because the last thing we need is to be hope. We wasn't this hopeless without the gospel. We was in the world and just thinking we just black and just slaves. We was more positive, more strong, I think, then than we are now are thinking that we just got to just put up with these people and wait on the kingdom. So, again, the Most High definitely, he was happy, I should say, or he was worshipped by our forefather Abraham. He was honored by Abraham, so much so the father spoke of his faith and said that he would be the father of many generations. And so what the father did is promised his seed, Abraham, that his seed would be as the stars. And I'm kind of not going through this with 100% y'all. I'm just kind of getting to my point. Just bear with me. But anyway, he made of this, of Abraham's seed, a mighty nation. And he chose those people to be a type of messenger with their lives. He dealt with them intimately, as I just said, in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 2. As he dealt with them, the nations looking on learned, heard and learned, and really was educated about this God of Israel through watching this nation of Israel, okay? But he says something, it's a price tag go along with being his firstborn. There's a price tag to go along with being the apple of his eye. There's a price tag to go along with being his chosen people. And so what he did, he promised his firstborn, Israel, or the Jews, that if they obeyed, they would have it better than any other nation. And if they disobeyed, they would have it seven times harder than any other nation. And then he would scatter them throughout the four corners, and they would endure a certain type of oppression. And when you study the scriptures and see what oppression they went through, there is no other people that wear the oppression of that nation, that was to be on that nation, like the so-called African-American. And again, there are others scattered throughout the four corners going through the same type of fulfillment of prophecy, which we believe is nothing more than a sister tribe. So the nation of Israel, we believe, over here at this Five Smooth Stone Network, when I say we believe, I'm talking about Brother Seth and the co-host that comes on from time to time, and a lot of our listeners that has been following us since 2011, we believe African Americans are indeed one of the lost tribes of Israel, and other scattered tribes would be sister tribes. But we don't believe that all of the people in Israel are the authentic bloodline Israelites. Now, I understand the scripture is talking about there being a spiritual Jew, and that's who the Father is looking for now, and it's major because that's exactly what he's looking for. The whole purpose of using this natural Israel was to get us to be spiritual Israel all along. So, again, like Apostle Paul said, he really is a Jew that is one spiritually. The Most High was always after our hearts, after the spiritual Jew. So today the Gentiles have been engrafted into our salvation. They have access to our Elohim, or our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And yes, now the Father is dealing with the spiritual Jew. However, he has promised to do some things with his natural biological seed, because he made an everlasting covenant with Abraham. He promised to do some things. Now, that natural seed has to be circumcised of the heart or born again. Some of y'all know it, and I'll just speak plain English to some of y'all. But this natural biological Israel, these natural biological Israelites have to be born again. The Father is not just interested in using biological Israel just because they're DNA Israel. No, 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 no. Again, he is a Jew that is one inwardly. He is looking to work with, because of the covenant he made with Abraham, he was going to use bloodline Israel, but they have to be born again, because he that worshiped the Father now must worship him in spirit, not DNA, but spirit and in truth. So having said all that, laying a little bit of a foundation, just a little bit, we have people today that have been blessed, that the Father, I believe, has called to, again, wake up his people even more, even more, even more. And they've done a great job all throughout New York and other states with this trumpet of a voice saying, African Americans or the Israelites. We live out the prophecies more than any other. Talks about things like the slave ships that Moses said that would happen in verse 68 of Deuteronomy 28. The last verse talks about how the Most High is going to take his people and literally scatter them back to their place of captivity, back to captivity or to a captivity, back to Egypt is what it specifically says, in ships. And so these young people, uninformed, I might add, a little bit on the, how can I say it, having a zeal but not having knowledge, they are saying things like, basically they are not saying that we have power over any enemy, the enemy within and the enemy without. And they furthermore is preaching a type of message almost like the white man is our enemy. Just because he's white, pretty much. And I'm talking about, again, I'm not talking about all these so-called young Israelites out there, but a lot of them are preaching this. If you're one of those and you're not preaching this, please know you're exempt from what I'm discussing right now. But you know and I know that if you go to YouTube, and unfortunately that's what people do when they want to research, they go to YouTube and they type in Hebrew Israelites and they get all the wrong information about what the Father's doing. It looks like a racist movement. It looks like sometime a cult. It looks like sometime angry black men. It looks like sometime hatred. It just looks horrible what you see when you type in Hebrew Israelites and you see the kind of teaching going forward. Now, some of you might say, well, why do you even align yourself with that? First of all, it's not a religion. It's DNA. You're either an Israelite or you're not. Either you are bloodline Israelite or you're not, according to the flesh I'm talking about now. Keep in mind, the Father is looking for those that worship in spirit and truth. But he did promise physical Abraham that his physical seed would be blessed, and he dealt with his physical nation all throughout the scriptures. And he did talk about them in the, that he was going to reserve this physical biological seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but he also talks about them being circumcised of the heart. So brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say is this. We have some young people who I believe that the Father really has inspired them to be out there and to wake up Israel, his chosen, his firstborn. Talks about how that this nation rejected the Messiah, and because of the rejection of the Messiah, the Gentiles was engrafted in. That's the short version. I can explain it a lot more in detail, but just we'll just go with the short version for now. But our Israel, or the Jews' rejection of the Savior, is what literally caused the Most High to turn to the Gentiles. Now, I think he had in his heart all along to do it, but that's another story. So, anyway, Israel, the Jews, scattered at the four corners, do not have any business claiming defeat or thinking that the white man is their problem, when the white man is just simply almost like an employee. I'm talking about those in power, I'm talking about these people in power. They're really just like employees of the Father to carry out the sentence that's to be upon Israel, the curses that's to be upon Israel for a season. That's all these people are. You know, that's all these people are, because once Israel turned to the Most High, the scripture talks about, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways. Y'all know the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It talks about it, humbling themselves and turn from their wicked ways. It goes on to say, I'm not quoting the whole verse now, I'm kind of going a little fast, but the point of it is when they repent and turn to the Most High, that he would heal their land, he would heal this nation. So we don't have any business as Israelites to be out somewhere spewing hate and definitely telling brothers and sisters that this is the white man's country, this is the white man's, this is the white man's that, because these people is hired, so to speak, to do what they do. Yes, they are hired. If you, it's almost, yes, no other word, they are hired. I believe the Father, the Bible says it like this. Let's stick with the scriptures. Bible says that he would hiss to the nations in the north. Yeah, he would hiss to the nations in the north to come and sit up there, every one of them at Jerusalem, and the Father would, through those people from the north, wicked people, I might add, he would judge his people through these people. In other words, he would use these people to chastise his people because of their rebellion. So brothers and sisters, Brother Seth tonight thought he would do a show tonight. I thought I would have on Waking Up Israel radio show, but they couldn't make it tonight, so Brother Seth is going to wing it. I do know the argument. I do know what these brothers are saying. I can't say that Brother Micah is saying all of these things, but I did want him to kind of, being a younger person, to kind of help me articulate what is being preached out here and where we can kind of just apply scriptures and see, get the people to see what the Father is saying through the scriptures, right? So I just want to talk about, I want to say a few things, get right into this. The main point I want to make is this. African-Americans, so-called African-Americans, or a.k.a. Israelites, the last thing we need, brothers and sisters, is hopelessness. The last thing we need is to be taught by anyone, anywhere, that this is not, yes, it's not our world. We are not from this world. Let me get something straight. But it's how you present that. We are to occupy until he come. We are to walk in authority until he come. Who comes? Until the Messiah comes. The Father sent this Messiah to come and rule and reign. We are to walk in authority. I mean, that's why did he send the Holy Spirit? Why did he give us power? Why did he tell us that, lo, I give you power over all of the enemy? Why would he give you power over the enemy and then it be not his will for you to exercise that power? So we never, ever, under any circumstance, should be saying anything less than, we have power over all enemies. I mean, let's pause for a minute and think about that. The Messiah said that he give us power, all power, over the enemy. Not some of the power of the enemy, but all the power of the enemy. And remember, Satan always has been, always will be bankrupt. The power that he has, it's stolen. He definitely has power, but it's through lies, tricking people, deception, ignorance. He gets man to give up the most precious commodity on this earth known to human beings, and that is their will. So when we give up our will, especially going against the Father, we go against the Father with our will, Satan, who's far more powerful than mere men, more clever in ways, I say more powerful. Let me explain, because I just said he was powerless, now I'm saying he's powerful. Let me explain. Spirits are not limited by a body. So in this way, he's more powerful than we are because he knows who the Most High is. He knows who we are as Israelites. He knows the history. So in this way, he has more power. But the Father has given us this Holy Spirit that is the spirit that literally knows the deep mysteries of the Most High, that make us more powerful than the enemy when we are operating under the influence of the Holy Spirit. But just against us and Satan, we're no match. So brothers and sisters, the Most High has sent this Christ, and this Christ has done his job and died. This Messiah, this Lamb, was slain and offered up himself and took away our sins. The Father has placed the identity of those that are born again in Christ, literally hid our identity as a spirit being in Christ to the degree where we are now one with Christ. And the Bible says that we have become the righteousness of Yah, or the righteousness of God in Christ. The Bible says our life is hid. The Bible says that we are to be baptized. That is a symbolic representation of what happened to us in the spirit when our old man was crucified and then our new man come up out of that water, so to speak. As we came up out of the water, we represented the new man, the new creature. First John talks about this city is incorruptible, can't sin, and this is what happened to us. We were born again once we believed. The Bible tells us that we defeat the enemy with that faith. The Bible said, the just shall live by faith. So brothers and sisters, if the Father placed us in Christ to the degree we could stand bold before him, blameless, as the Bible says, we can stand before him blameless, in love, without fault, because our sins are taken away, and that we're not under the law anymore, we're under grace. And so because we're under grace, sin can't be imputed where there is no law. Okay, so with our inward man that craves this Yah of Israel, this new creature, this incorruptible seed, again, that 1 John 3 talks about, while we have that, we have a flesh. And yes, it craves evil, and it's not under grace, the flesh I'm talking about. The Bible talks about in Romans 8 how it serves the law of sin and death, which is in our members. I don't want to get too deep on you, but Romans 8 talks about how while in the spirit, in the inner man, we serve the Most High. Our inner man craves the Most High. Talks about it, cries to Abba Father. And if some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about and you don't know these scriptures, don't feel bad, because I'm going to get into some areas where you will be able to follow us. But just hear me out and hear where I mention certain scriptures and go and research and don't feel intimidated by anything I'm saying, because I'm not all of that again. I am something because of Christ and how the Father has placed me in Christ. But outside of that, I'm a nobody. So having said that, brothers and sisters, this show tonight was created out of a demand of hopelessness. There's such hopelessness being taught by these ministers, if you will, or street ministers, street preachers that are trying to wake up African Americans and inspire them and encourage them to return back to the Most High. And these young men are inspiring these young people like themselves. A lot of older people is not paying them too much mind, but they are inspiring a lot of young people to return to the Most High. But we just want them to return the proper way. And know that while we adopt, or it's not really adopt, it's more of adaption, because it's truly who we are as a people, Israel. But as we take on this new identity in the flesh of being Israelites, we want to make sure we understand that the Most High is not necessarily working just with physical, biological Israel just because they're Israel. He never have worked with them just because of Israel. It has to be a heart thing with him. And so we want, while we are working on our hearts and our minds and getting closer and closer to the Father, we want to reject anybody, any preaching, any teaching that is saying that we're not in the kingdom yet. The kingdom is in you. The kingdom is within you. The Bible talks about that. But one day, his kingdom is going to be a physical, tangible kingdom on this earth. But until then, the Bible talks about how that he truly has given us power to reign as kings. You know, you hear people say sometimes, oh, we come from kings and queens. Well, he truly has given us the power to reign just like a king. Let me talk more in practical sense. In the book of Acts, which is Israelites, and of course Christ is no longer on the earth, so nobody can say, oh, this was before Christ or something like that. This is after Christ has offered himself, and we have, again, we've been placed in Christ and became a new man and all of that. This is what Israelites was doing after Christ was raised from the dead. And this is what Israelites should be doing today. I just want to read a few things. Probably going to be mentioning more where the verse is and reading all of these verses, okay? But I want the brothers and sisters that are listening that classify themselves as Hebrew Israelites that are trying to please the Father. We just say it like that. I want you to think about this. What are you believing in? And to some of you, I have to say, what are you teaching? Again, this I am about to read is how the church or how believers are supposed to behave since Christ have left and given us all power. Again, I'm about to read in the book of Acts, King James Version, how our forefathers behave, how they believed since Christ left. So you can't get no more Hebrew Israelites in the book of Acts. These are Jews. These are the Israelites. This is their descendants. And again, the Holy Spirit has failed. So if you make a note that in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 2, something happened. The preachers and the scripture, more importantly, say it was the sound of a rushing mighty wind after Christ had commissioned the apostles to go and pray until you be endowed with power. The Holy Spirit fell upon us, y'all. It's serious. There was something called a tongues of fire that was upon each of their heads. So this a miracle. A lot of these things can happen today. But let's go on down. Let's talk more clear, okay? But I just want to just let everyone know that something happened on the earth that gave us power. It was the ushering in of the Holy Ghost. All right? Lame man was healed in chapter 3. If you just read 1 through 10, you'll get the story of a lame man healed by the apostles. This is the authority we have today, 2023 or 2024, whenever you're listening in the future. Okay, but a lame man was literally healed by Israelites. This is what we are supposed to be doing today. There was prayer that went up for the disciples, and a building was shaken. That's a miracle all by itself. Again, we're just talking about miracles. Talking about, again, what is the name of our show today? Hebrew Israelites, real power. We'll be talking about real power tonight. Real hope, because if you have power, and especially if you operate in the authority you're supposed to, you're going to have hope. And that is not what your brother is seeing these days. I'm seeing a lot of hopelessness. This is their world, the white man's world. We don't, you know, we this ain't ours. We just going to leave here, and it's going to be better and by, and then when they die, in the New Jerusalem, we're going to rule over them. That's what people are saying. So, anyway, verse, that's again, we're talking talks about the building being shaken, as Acts 4 and 31. Then here's another one that I thought was very interesting. The sudden death of Ananias and Sapphira, how the prophets literally cursed some saints that was lying to the Holy Ghost. And they literally died. Now, I believe they were saved, but their bodies gave up the ghost. They died. They literally was died. And this is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. That's chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. You can read up on that. That's powerful. That's scary. But that's the kind of power we have as believers. A lot of people don't know this, but we can pronounce death over people. I don't want to get too deep into that, but we definitely have the power, and I think we still have it today, to be honest with you. The believers, it's not hopeless. We are not powerless. We're not somewhere just without answers. We have all power over the enemy. Here's another situation where the apostle was in prison and freed by an angel. Yes, yes, there was prayers that went up for the apostles, and they were literally set free by angels, by an angel. This is Acts 5. If you read 17 through 21, you'll get that story. This is the kind of power we have as Israelites today, brothers and sisters. Philip, who was preaching the gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ coming and taking away the sins of the world, again, he was an Israelite. And Philip was transported from the desert to Azotus. Y'all remember that story? Philip being literally transported? Go try to figure that one out. That's Acts 8 and 40. Again, Philip was out preaching, and he was baptized after the Ethiopian monk was baptized. And the Bible talks about how Philip was transported from a desert to Azotus, a place called Azotus. That's in, again, 8 and 40. Just wrap your head around that one story right there, and it'll mess you up in a good way. I'm saying we have power. We have power, brothers and sisters. We are not destitute. We are not just at these people's mercy. We're not beggars. We don't have to go second class. We don't have to. We can go first class. I'm talking about in every aspect of life, okay? But that is a powerful story, how the Holy Spirit, literally, because this man was sold out to the things of the Most High, the Holy Spirit used his body, and we can submit to the same Holy Ghost that came in the book of Acts. We can't accept this Holy Ghost into our spirit. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just ask the Father to give you the Holy Ghost and just accept it and receive it by faith, just like you did your salvation, and believe you receive and submit yourself to the Holy Ghost. Get closer to the Father and see, don't things just as hard to believe as this story about Philip happened to you. Okay, it's millions of people testify of this God, of his power, and of this Holy Ghost, of this Holy Spirit that comes over them, and different things happen. Folks, we are not in the hands of the so-called white man. We're in the hands of the Most High, all right? It's just that simple. Yes, we may have to work on their jobs. Yes, we may have to serve them in some sense, but I'm saying at the end of the day, we have power. We have dunamis working on our side for us, for our cause. All right? Another story I like to talk about, the whole story of Aeneas being healed of paralysis. If I'm pronouncing the name right. But that's Aeneas, A-E-N-E-A-S. Aeneas has been healed of paralysis. Now, that was a powerful healing right there in the book of Acts, verse 9, 31 through 35, okay? And then don't forget Dorcas in the same, right after that healing, there was Dorcas raised from the dead. Dorcas had died. Remember the story? This is Acts 9:36 through 41. Here's the dead being raised by the saints. Listen, brothers and sisters, you can buy into all you want that we can't, we don't have, we can't go here, we can't do that. Brothers and sisters, it's all in our heads. It's all in our heads, I said. If God be for you, who can be against you? You know, and this is another reason I'm doing this show. It's kind of like therapy for myself to remind me, Brother Seth, of the power of the Most High. He is real. I said he is real, and he's relevant, and he knows us, and he's in our affairs already, and that he stands at the door and knock, as the scripture talks about, not just to come in to sup, but to rule and reign in our lives. That's what he means by supping. You know, coming to the door, Lord, I'll stand to do a knock. But anyway, again, we'll just say to everybody really brief, those just tuning in. Again, you tune to the Five Sister Soul Network tonight. Our topic is Hebrew Israelites, real power, real hope, and real authority missing. And yes, it's missing from the message that the Israelites are preaching. This is what's missing. Okay, and a lot of them, like I said, are young people. Doesn't mean anything because you're young. Young people can be just as educated as anybody else if they apply themselves. But what's happening is a lot of these people coming straight off the streets and they didn't have a church background, and they just, all they know is this. And so they lack a lot of teaching, a lot of teaching. And so what's happening is they're just coming here thinking that they can just claim to be Israel, which they are. It's true. Sip a little bit of that coffee. Again, they come in, and I do believe the Father is behind this revelation. I do believe that. But there's more truth needed for this to be successful. Excuse me, for African-Americans to fully be resurrected, it's going to take more than just knowing we Israel. Because remember, brothers and sisters, Israel knew who they were. Israel didn't have a low self-esteem. They knew they were Israel. Yet, the Father scattered them out of the land, knowing who they were. Father eventually had them, as Moses said, what happened in verse 68, the Most High allowed the enemy to come and scatter them in ships. Most High allowed the houses be led by women, as it is today, and all the things that befall the so-called African-American. So, brothers and sisters, it's powerful, 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 brothers and sisters. It's powerful. To get my train of thought, as I always do, seem like at least once time on the show, and I'll think of it. But like I was saying, brothers and sisters, we are not hopeless. If you don't get anything out of this broadcast tonight, please stop teaching, stop saying, brothers and sisters, we gonna get the kingdom. We are the kingdom. It is within us. It's housing us. It can't be no more housing us than it is right now. We believe by faith, and that faith has been counted as righteousness, and we have been accepted in the Beloved, or accepted in Christ, or hid in Christ. We are one with Christ. It is not no just mumbo jumbo. When you see Christ, we'll be with him. Meaning, in spirit, we're connected. I said we're connected, brothers and sisters. So I want to thank those of you that tune in, because this subject kind of pull you in. You're like, I kind of like that, you know, because you've been hearing a lot of this hopelessness, some of you, and it's like, it's not fair. It's just not fair that people come into this light, into this revelation, they're excited about being an Israelite and that they're not a nigger, they're not just a slave, and our lives end up being the most documented people on the face of this earth because we are the people of that Bible. So we're the most close-watch family ever to walk this earth, Israelites, Israel, the Jews, because, again, the Bible is our life. So now we go from being slaves and a no-name, no history, nothing, to the most documented people, the most envied people on the face of the earth, Israelites. Can you believe it? So you get this revelation and you're excited and a lot of these young people, I tell you I was going to remember my thought, but they're so excited about this revelation, they don't study the other parts of the scriptures. You know, they don't understand righteousness. They don't understand grace. They just want to just preach the law, and they really think they can be justified by keeping the law. They really feel like they can get close to God by keeping the law. When it does help when you obey the Father's laws. But the biggest thing, we have to just seek his heart and know that none of us can please him just the keeping of the law by itself. The Bible says it several times. We're not under law. We are under grace. So let's go back to the book of Acts and talk about showing enough power and authority we have for hope. Let's just see just how much power our forefathers operated in. Okay, if you look down to verse number chapter 12, verse 20 through 23, King Herod dies a violent death. Read up on how that happened. That right there will preach all by itself. Again, a wicked man and how he died. But I want to talk about a gentleman by the name of Elymas, the sorcerer, blinded, in chapter 13, verses 6 through 11. Okay, again, Elymas, the sorcerer, blinded. This is showing the power of the Most High, brothers and sisters, Acts 13, 6 through 11. And then there was a cripple at Lystra. A lot of ministers have preached about this for millions of sermons on the cripple at Lystra, being healed again by the Most High, the apostles being operating in authority. In Acts 14, verses 8 through 7. Also, there was a demon casted out of a slave girl. You got to read up on this. This again, these were our foreparents, Israelites, those that knew their authority in Christ. Okay, again, it's not just enough to know you're Israelite. What kind of power do you have over the enemy? Acts 16, verses 16 through 18. Demon was cast out. Okay, so there is right there a straight up 101 with the enemy right there. One of our enemies, demons, and it was cast out. So the believers had the ability to rid this young girl, slave girl. I don't know if she was young or not, but demons cast out of her. And I've had the privilege, brothers and sisters, to experience that. Demons are real. Devils are real. Brothers and sisters, it's real. It's nothing to play with. It's real. It's real. It's real. Okay? Now, just because you don't believe it, that don't mean it don't exist. Y'all need to quit being so arrogant, some of you. You feel like, well, it don't make sense or whatever. It don't have to make sense. Not to you, because you're not the Most High. So it probably don't make sense, because you don't know how to make people. You don't know how to create galaxies. So it may not make sense to you, but that don't mean you need to look over it. So anyway, again, the book of Acts, chapter 16, if you start at verse 16 and just read about this slave, this female slave, having a spirit on her. Scripture talks about it being a spirit of Python. Let me just read this first. Just hold on, everybody. Just want to just read this to you. Well, for time's sake, I won't read it. But anyway, it's a spirit of divination, and it was cast out. This slave girl brought her master's much profit. You know, as I got a list of these scriptures in front of me here, and as I read this, it makes me almost want to just read the whole thing, but we got to move on. I got to just give y'all just a listen. Now, hopefully y'all are writing these scriptures down. You can go back and read it for yourself. But that was a powerful, powerful story. But anyway, Apostle Paul was freed from prison. Again, the saints praying for him, and he was freed from prison by an earthquake. Read up on that. Acts 16, verses 25 through 27, after you get through reading up on about the demon cast out of the slave girl. Paul, again, was free. Again, the saints, after the Holy Ghost left, these Israelites we're talking about, operated, not just Apostle Paul, but all of them, with these miracles. And the Bible even talks about how that the Father was trying to, again, work through these people, because that's his main thing, is to work through them to teach the nations through this voice called Israel, Israelites, or the Jews. The Father was going to work through the Jews to teach the whole world of who he was. And that's why they had it seven times harder than any other people if they didn't do that, because they was Israel there. The Father was intimate with them, unlike he was with any other nation. So Paul was freed from prison by an earthquake, though. Isn't that just amazing? How does that happen? I mean, who do you know today was freed in prison by an earthquake? So, again, tonight the goal is to just show Israelites in the after the Holy Ghost has failed. The goal is to show you tonight that we have power, brothers and sisters. All right? But if you would just drop down to chapter number 20, there's a powerful story there of Eutychus raised from the dead. Here goes another dead person. Again, raised from the dead Israelites. It's not enough just to know you're an Israelite. You got to walk in this power, brothers and sisters. We have to. And again, I'm reminding myself of the power that is within us. I'm reminded of another scripture that talks about how that with regards to knowledge that the Bible has put his spirit in, that the Father has put his spirit in us, and that we knoweth all things. And people laugh at that scripture because it's saying, what does the scripture mean? I know all things. But there's something in you, brothers and sisters, when we yield ourselves, it can teach you through something called a word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It's powerful, 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 brothers and sisters. Again, Paul freed from prison by an earthquake. The saints prayed, and there was an earthquake, and Paul was freed. Eutychus was raised from the dead. Again, that's Acts 20, 7-12. Paul was bit by a viper. Remember Christ said early on in the broadcast, I said that Luke 10:19, Christ the Messiah speaking, says, "For Lord, I give you power. Tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy." Well, here we go right now. Paul literally, the Bible says, unaffected by a viper's bite. He shook the viper into the fire. Again, Paul, the Apostle Paul, unaffected by a viper's bite, brothers and sisters. Are y'all hearing these miracles? This is Acts 28, verses 3-5. And then the father of Publius healed in chapters 28, verse through 8. And so, folks, that was just many wonders and miracles done by the saints. I'm reminded of reading here how that it says in Acts 2 and 43, many wonders and signs was done by the apostles, by the Father, working through the apostles, I might add. And the same thing is said in, and kind of repeated the same verse in Acts 5 and 12. Again, many signs and wonders done by the Most High. Oftentimes the Bible says that the Most High was pleased with what was being taught, and he was allowing miracles to happen when those early apostles was teaching, if they was teaching the truth, when they was declaring the word of the Most High. Brothers and sisters, the Most High was confirming that they are teaching the true word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Okay, so this is the life you need to be walking in, Hebrew Israelites. Again, it's a great thing to know who we are in the flesh, because a particular side wrote here, you can't understand, brothers and sisters, what is going on in our world unless you know who the true Jews are. I know this sounds a little out there, don't it? Let me explain. You cannot, as a believer, when you read your Bible and you just sit down and you just want the Father just to talk to you in that quiet time, brothers and sisters, listen. You're not going to be able to understand why African Americans go through what they go through without seeing them as Israel. I'm going to say it again. If you don't understand, and you say it's not important, I don't care about this whole Israel, Hebrew Israelite thing, not a problem, because it's not a salvation issue. You can't make it to the heavens. You can't be with the saints without knowing we are the Israelites. My mother was one of the people. My grandmother was one of the people that didn't know about us being Israelite, but that it's going to be with the saints. And when they die, leave this. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. Bear with me, y'all. Got a few things going on here. Just 1 second. Let's take a little quick break, brothers and sisters. Okay, let's just take a little quick break, and I'm going to come back and finish my thought there. All right, so again, you're tuned to the Five Stone Soul Network, brothers and sisters. The name of the show this afternoon is Hebrew Israelites, Real Power, Real Hope, Real Authority Missing. Yes, it's missing, brothers and sisters. Our message is not complete. Our message is not whole. Our message is not full of hope. And I say our because there is this group of people that is very adamant on people knowing who we are as a people, African-American that is, and they are teaching that we're Israelites, but it's not seasoned with hope. It's not sprinkled with power. I shouldn't even say sprinkle, but it's not a message of power. It's not a message of hope. It's not a message of teaching the authority of the believer. So what's happening is it's weak. And those of us that do know we have power and do know we have real hope and do know we have real authority, we're turned off by this Hebrew message. We don't want to really entertain the idea in our heads about us being Israelites because of this poor representation by a lot of young people, I might add. So we'll take a little short break, and we're going to come back and finish up here. I'm Brother Seth. And again, you tune to the Five Soul Soul Network, brothers and sisters, and we are just swinging at it. At what? At trying to wake up our people that are out there trying to wake up our people, but yet is missing the evidence, the thing that will get people to see that we are serious. They're missing the power. People want to see a demonstration of power. That's all modern technology is a demonstration of power. High technology is just a demonstration of power. The education world, all of this knowledge is that only certain people are made privy to. People just want to see power, brothers and sisters, and we are liking it as these so-called Hebrew Israelites. So we'll be right back, brothers and sisters.
Back up where you had it.
Are you a podcaster, YouTuber, lecturer, public speaker, or pastor? Did you know that having your audio transcribed has a panoply of benefits? Transcriptions help you create merchandise, improve your search engine optimization, grow your listenership, viewership, readership, and protect your content from potential shadow banning. If you would like more information, please contact Yoel Describe at yoelbenyisrael.com. That's YOELBENYISRAEL.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Shalom.
Restaurant.
are back. Yes, we are back, brothers and sisters. I have to take a little break, y'all. Just bear with me. Going solo today like we used to do years ago, like the first year of our broadcasting when we had them really big numbers. Brother Seth was doing it by himself. And then I, the second year, I started getting more guests and so forth. And but anyway, brothers and sisters, again, you've tuned into the Five Swing Stone Network. We are swinging at this topic, Hebrew Israelites, real power, real hope, real authority missing. It's missing, brothers and sisters. I'm so sorry it's missing. These young people, and I want to say this because I keep talking about young people. We need to quit playing with this. A Hebrew Israelite, it's nothing more than African American. If they don't know they're Israelite, they're still an Israelite. It's DNA. That's it. That's a Hebrew Israelite. But there are those that claim it. Some people are oblivious to it, don't care about it. I understand, not a problem. But there are some of us that say, if that's true, I want to do something about it. I want to know more about it. And so, again, if you don't know, you are an Israelite. Better yet, if the nations of the world don't know who the Israelites are. Let me tell y'all why it's important, really quickly, before we get back into this show of strength, show of power. I like to write the word Yahweh. I literally write it Y-A-H-W-E-H. And every one of these letters represents something to me with regards to why it's important. Why? The first letter. Why, to me, it's a little thing I created to help me remember why it's important. It's important for everyone to know who the Israelites are, especially African Americans in America, because it looked like Yah, Y stands for Yah, it looked like Yahweh is just mistreating these people. Curse these people. It looked like he's just against them for no reason. Without knowing why, it looks abusive. It's like they're no different than the other people in America, but yet they have it seven times harder, seem like. Again, it looked like the Father is against these people. And that is not true. The Father has allowed the enemy to come against them, but it's because they're royalty. In the true sense of the word royalty, meaning they're his people, his firstborn, chosen to lead the nations back to him. That, my friend, is true, authentic royalty. His people. Forget kings and queens in England and all these castles and all that. No, this is real royalty, not a bunch of people serving you by force. Next, A, I'm spelling Yahweh. A stands for anger. There is an anger. This is why the world needs to know who the Israelites are. Because there is an anger they have without knowing why they are misfunctioned. Again, there is an anger and a disrespect they have for each other because they don't know why they are malfunctioning. I said they don't know why they're malfunctioning. And even our women sometimes get tired of the excuses from the men, the so-called men in this nation of African Americans. Our women get tired of it. It just looks like we just curse for no reason, just sub. And what this happens when so-called whites in other nations don't know why we're going through what we're going through, they feel like we are cursed and that we're better off serving them. I'm talking about white people mainly. The philosophy of white supremacy is literally born by whites, because it's pretty much just white and black, so-called white and black. So these groups of people, again, created by this social construct of race based on color, when they don't know why these so-called African Americans are behaving the way they do, it looks like they're just better than us. They are seemingly intact. We are acting out, and nobody know why. Then that means the African American is going to be abused. He's going to be mistreated because nobody know why. When the African American, according to Scripture, is doing everything he or she is supposed to do under this servitude, under this captivity, that the Bible says what happened to Israel. So if folks who just know this revelation of us being Israel, they can love us even more and more pure, because they will see that these people are God's people. They're royalty. Thing out because the Father has, you know, sent them to this nation. Now, I do believe we've served the 400 years spoken of in the Scripture that will happen to Israel, by the way. But as we come out, a lot of us still have the old mindset, and thus you have a slave. More about that later. Spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-H. H stands for hindrance. A lot of our people have thought the white man is the hindrance for us. They are the number one reason we're not where we need to be in America or in life. And that's not true, brothers and sisters. The Bible says that the Father would hiss to the nations of the north, and it said that they have come. I'm reminded of Jeremiah, I think it's 15 and 16, where it talks about how the Father will call all of the nations north of Israel. I said, the Father, listen to the Scripture, y'all. Bible says, I said, Jeremiah, tell me I think about this Scripture, does some. Jeremiah, I think it's 16. Let's look it up. How about that? Y'all want to look it up? Jeremiah 16, and I believe verse 16. Okay. I think it's Jeremiah 16 and 15 where it says, bear with me. But he's saying that he is going to literally hiss to the nations north, and that they would come. Bear with me. It is Jeremiah 16. But as I'm looking up this scripture, it's vital, brothers and sisters, you know who the Jews are. It's just almost ludicrous, especially if you're a believer. I said, especially if you're a believer. How can you study the book of Revelation when it talks constantly about Israel's going to do this, Israel's going to do that, and you don't know who Israel is? Okay, here we go. I had to look up the scripture, y'all. But I got it wrong. It's Jeremiah 1:15. So glad I looked that up. I'm a little tired, y'all. you haven't figured it out. So Jeremiah 1:15 says, "For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his." Let's see here. I knew it was in Jeremiah, but it's Jeremiah 15, 1 and 15 and 1 and 16. So he's saying that they're going to all set up camp in Jerusalem. That's what he's saying here. But I want to get the exact verbiage. A little rusty. Okay. Jeremiah 1, King James Version always, brothers and sisters. And that's because these new versions is taking out any scriptures that would reveal the ethnicity or the dark skin of Israelites. All these, especially NIV, throw it away, y'all. New King James Version, do not read them. I'm serious. Okay, so verse 15, one more time, chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. And folks, if I'm kind of stumbling over my words, I want y'all to know what's going on here. Brother Seth these days is doing shows with a monitor, with a little thing in my ear. And I'm not like a lot of these professionals that can ignore it. It throws me off sometimes, and I repeat myself or I stumble. So chapter 1, verse 15 says, "For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come. And they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem and against all the walls thereof round about and against all the cities of Judah." And that's a lot of people to be able to do that. But that's what the Father did. He called, one more time, all of the families of the kingdoms, plural, of the north. One more time. He called all of the families. So they came, and they continue to came. In our day, they call it the Crusades. But these scriptures are old. We don't know who they was called, who was in the north before that. So brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say to you, if you don't know who the Israelites are, you might think that the people that came from the north to run out the Israelites, to punish the Israelites, are the Israelites, and that's exactly what has happened. So the H, we're spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H. H stands for hindrance. These people will call of the Most High to come down to Jerusalem and to utter his judgments. And not only stop there, but to have slave ships and to scatter us through the four corners. He called them. So they can't be a hindrance. They're just a fulfillment of something that he called them to do. There's other scriptures I can get into say that he would hiss to the nations of the north. One more time, that he would hiss, H-I-S-S, hiss to the nations of the north. So be careful calling them the enemy when the enemy really is a rebellion of our forefathers that caused us to be in this situation in the first place. These folks, the reason why they're going to suffer, these folks, I mean, the so-called white people that rule over us, the reason why they're going to be punished by the Most High is because they took the punishment too far with us. They did things that the Father said that, let me say it like this, they did things to us that the Father didn't say do to us, and that's why they're going to suffer, because, again, we're the Father's chosen. Now, had they just taken us captive and do all the things the Bible said it would do to us, I don't think they would be in trouble at all with the Most High, but they took it too far. Anyway, hindrance. H stands for hindrance. Spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-W. W stands for the Word. The Word of God is very confusing if you try to place the people in Israel into the Bible. Okay, I'm just going through quickly why it's important, this whole message, because some people listening to this show may not have been attracted for the Hebrew Israelite aspect, but they might like the talking about the authority and the power that believers have. And so I want them to understand why it's important to know who the Israelites are. Especially Israel must know themselves who they are. That's probably the most important people that need to know is themselves. But secondly, I think Gentiles and everybody else need to know. The Gentiles need to know who Israel is also, because the Bible says if you don't know, the Bible don't quite say this like this, but let's put it like this: without the knowledge of a people, you will abuse them. If you don't know the purpose of a thing, you can't abuse that thing. And it's no different than a people. If you don't know the purpose behind why African Americans are behaving the way they're doing, you can't abuse them. And this is what W stands for. It stands for the word of God. Word of God contradicts itself. Just quick contradiction real quick. Let me share what I mean. Bible says that when Israel is walking in rebellion, that all the nations, pretty much, they're going to be enslaved to the nations of the world if they're walking in disobedience. Well, if the Israelis are the true Jews, like the world, some of the world, not all the world, buy into it, but some world actually believe they are the Jews, how are they able to mistreat people in the Gaza Strip and do all the stuff that the Jewish people have done all over the world that everybody know about, owning companies that they shouldn't have their hands on, pornography industry, banking industry, just a bunch of wicked businesses that they control, those markets. How possible if they, that's obviously disobedient, and yet they're not on the bottom. Nobody pretty much is over them. But the Bible says that when Israel is disobedient, walking in sin, that all the nations of the earth, should be enslaved to. Pretty much. That's what a Jew is. They're going to be the top, operating in Deuteronomy 28:1-16, where we talk about the blessings, or they're going to be operating in the curses. So it's very contradiction. It's a contradiction to see the scriptures say that these things about Israel, but yet we see the Israelis, and that's not the case. So that's why I say the word of God is going to be confusing if you try to put those people in Israel in the book of Revelation, or in the book of Daniel, or in the book of Ezekiel. If you're trying to understand prophecy without putting the proper people as Israel in prophecy, you have problems. This is why the Bible definitely contradicts itself the way they teach it. We're spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-E. E stands for Eastern, Middle Eastern conflict is the most turbulent area probably on the whole earth. There's more fighting in Israel probably anywhere. I mean, you'd think that peace, but that Gaza Strip and Israelis are always going at it. And so this is what's going on in the East. So E stands for Eastern conflict would be resolved with the revelation of who the true Jews are. Once the whole entire world know that those people in Israel, only a fraction of them, and I do think a fraction of them, are authentic bloodline Israelites, because when the real Jews, which happen to have dark skin, it's not the emphasis, it's not what we own, we don't know black thing here, but they were dark-skinned people. When they was taken up north and mixed among so many whites, they did lose pigmentation, and so today they are white. We do believe that. So some of those people in Jerusalem or in Israel is definitely authentic bloodline Israelites. I believe that. But I think the vast majority of Israel is going to reflect where they've been in captivity. And as you know, 90% of the world is non-white. So Israel is going to be pretty much that. Again, the word of the Most High is going to contradict itself. And now we're on E. The Middle Eastern conflict would be resolved once the whole world know who Israel is. Because what they're going to do is, it's going to be hard for Palestinians to be running around being proud looking at their land as theirs when the whole world know that, no, you're a product of people that come from the north, and that Israel is not olive color. Israel is black, and they've been scattered at the four corners. It's going to be hard to hold that lie up and have any type of pride when the whole world know that this land was not you guys. It's that the true owners of the land were scattered throughout the four corners. So it's going to be hard. and I can go into this in a whole lot because I won't, but I can say just this much. In my travels to Israel, of course, I went to Israel in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. When I went to Israel, it was always these Israeli young people really fascinated by us so-called dark-skinned Israelites coming back to our homeland. And they wasn't hostile or anything like that, but they was wanting to know the truth. And there's a look they had on their face, a very insecure type of behavior they had towards us. It wasn't, again, any type of mistreatment, but they just had this knowing, seemed like, that they was a part of something that wasn't true. That's how it felt like to me and a lot of other people that have went over the years, and we see the way they interact with us. So it's going to be hard to hold on to that land knowing you're not the rightful owner. So that's why I say when God, Most High, Yah of Israel, does his thing and he bring that remnant back to Israel, there's not going to be a fight. Those people are going to be glad to relinquish the lie, so to speak, as they already are doing. It's already happening, brothers and sisters, but that's another conversation. It's another show. The last letter, we're spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, stands for ha, ha, ha. It's very important, probably most important out of all of them. Ha, ha, ha means, the Bible talks about how the nations of the world would mock Israel, that they would mock us, make fun of us, especially as we are not knowing who we are and just has become this consumerist people and can't hold money in our communities and we're serving all these other people, making them rich. Yeah, the nations of the world would think we're a joke. And that is real. But once they know, again, the reason I'm reading all these this information off, the Y, the A, the H, the W, E, H, because we want to show the importance of knowing who the Jews are, who the Israelites are. But the nations of the world is going to find out who we are. And they are not going to be mocking us anymore because they're going to be afraid of us because the Bible has said that those that bless you, I will bless, and those that curse you, I will curse. And there's a lot of nations that know about that, and they're going to be afraid of us. And furthermore, they're going to want to help us in any way possible. I'm talking about when the knowledge becomes household knowledge, when it becomes household knowledge of who the true Jews are, there's going to be a difference of treatment of the world to us because they are afraid of the Most High. They've read in the scriptures all about this people. When they find out, especially seeing all the pain African Americans going through, once they find out we're Israel, I don't think they're going to continue to do and laugh at us with this ha, ha, ha. They're going to work with us. They're going to want to provide security for us. We won't need a military. I'm talking about when the Father resurrects this remnant. So very important information. Last thing I want to talk about is let's finish up the scriptures here, talking about miracles and power that we have as believers, as Israelites in America, in captivity, and how that we are not waiting on the kingdom to come. We are waiting somewhat on the kingdom to come, but the kingdom is already in us, so we're waiting for the physical kingdom to come. But while that happens, folks, we are supposed to occupy and walk in authority until he comes. So a few more scriptures, and then I want to talk about the Holy Spirit for a little bit, and we'll wrap up this show. So, even Peter's apostle Peter, even his shadow, the scripture talks about his shadow healing people in Acts 5:15 through 16. Y'all got to read up on that. Just his shadow. The people had so much faith and reverence and awe of these apostles, and they heard about the miracles, so even their shadow was healing people. So that's very powerful. Stephen, in Acts 6 and 8, you got to read up on the great wonders, signs and wonders, miracles that was wrought by the hands of Stephen. We don't hear much talk about Stephen, but you got to, and this is the same Stephen that was stoned, and he saw the heavens open up and the Messiah sitting or standing with the Father. He didn't see the Father, but he just saw the Messiah. That's deep. That's a miracle, the vision he saw when he was being stoned to death. It's powerful. It's one of my favorites, probably the favorite, my favorite in the book of Acts. Stephen, again, being stoned. And not just him being stoned, but the great wonders and signs wrought, how the Father, the Holy Spirit used him. So you can also, the multitudes, read upon how the multitudes heeded and heard and saw the miracles that was done by Philip. It talks about that in Acts 8 and 6, how that the multitude heeded and heard and saw Peter and miracles done by his hand. Again, that's Acts 8 and 6. And the scripture says here that many signs and wonders, again, wrought by the hands of the apostles in Acts 14 and 3. Paul and Barnabas actually talked about miracles and wonders the Father had done through their hands in chapter 15 and 12. God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, especially with regards to the handkerchiefs or aprons that he wore, and he passed out those handkerchiefs and aprons, and people was healed. Again, the Apostle Paul, for those of you that think we're just waiting on the Father to come rescue us from these folks that's suppressing us, here's a man that they laid handkerchiefs and aprons on his body while he preached. And then when he was done preaching, they took those handkerchiefs and aprons and gave it to people, and those people experienced healings. Figure that out. That's in the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And remember, last one, and then we'll go talk about the Holy Ghost here, the Holy Spirit. And chapter 28, verse 9, it talks about the rest of those on the island who had diseases, and they were healed. Okay, again, this is on an island where many was healed. Okay, so they just give you just a few the miracles, a lot of the miracles that happened in the book of Acts. But, brothers and sisters, I want to end with something very, very clear and just beyond power here. This Holy Spirit is amazing. The Father sent this Spirit to the earth to comfort us. Think about it. Isn't that what we really need? Especially while we're going through captivity, and some of us just simply don't have faith. Y'all don't believe a lot of stuff I just said. And you're going to need comforting because you just are not taught. You wasn't raised like that. And you know we Israelites, and that's good, and that's of the Father. Yes, he's in it. But you, trouble with believing the miracles can happen for you. Well, believe this then, that the Holy Spirit is in you and he is to comfort you. But we got to get in a place. I'm not talking down nobody. I'm stepping on my own toes. I got to remind my own self. Y'all, I need this for myself. The Holy Spirit is here to comfort us in this sojourn called earth. If the Gentiles got the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, surely, I say surely, the Most High is going to be there for his own people. Goodness, my goodness. So the Holy Spirit has been sent, and there's 9 manifestations of the Spirit, and we're going to wrap up this show. 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit, when we submit to the Holy Spirit, okay, there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. This is when the Spirit literally uses your body with your permission. We always in control. We can always say no or just not submit, and it will stop. It's a gentleman. You used to hear that all the time as a child. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. And it is. But here are the 9 gifts when we do submit to the Holy Spirit. So I said, what do you mean submit? Well, when we are spending that time with the Father, you know, spending that quiet time with the Father, reading our word. We're only reading our word trying to get our mind in line with the scriptures, because it is secondhand to read the scriptures. You're reading what somebody else learned from the Father. And you can get it straight from the Father by spending time with him, but you still need to read the word, because a lot of times we can't hear the Father for this, that, and other reasons. So, again, reading the word is probably up there, tops. And then to spend quiet time with the Father. And then here's another one, too. Spend time with like-minded. But when we do these things, we keep ourselves untainted from this world. And oftentimes the Holy Spirit will rise up in us, listen to me, brothers and sisters, and will do one of the following. So as we submit our bodies, our temples to the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Holy Spirit will a lot of times use us for a word of knowledge. Now, again, we're talking about life in this captivity and how that we are not hopeless. We are not without hope, brothers and sisters. We are not just waiting on the Father to rescue us. We're not out of his presence. The Bible says that we stand before him blameless and in love. So if you don't feel that love, or you feeling full of blame, that's why you got to read that word and know that he has placed us in Christ that we might stand before him blameless and in love, brothers and sisters. And I do want to say this, for those that are tuned in, you listen to us online, you're enjoying the show, but you're listening online, you have got to call us, because we only contracted to 7, and if you want to keep listening, because I'm going to roll over just a little bit, you need to call the phone number 914-205-5590. Again, you need to call the phone number 914-205-5590. Operator just said you have 60 seconds. We'll roll over a little bit, but if you want to continue listening, you have to call the number. Everybody listening online, this show is going to end for you in about 45 seconds. So call the show if you want to keep listening, okay? If you, you can't wait till the show go off and fast forward to the end. You can do that. But if you want to keep listening now, you have to call the number, all right? But I do want to thank everybody for tuning into the Fossil Zone Network, those just tuning into the Fossil Zone Network, where we're talking about Hebrew Israelites, real power, real hope, real authority, missing. And yet it is missing from a lot of the groups out here who love our people, and I thank them for it, who are trying to reach our people, and I thank them for it, who are trying to wake up our people, and I thank them for it. This is our arms, our hands, our feet. This is a generation that's going to run after we're lit and gone. Some of us older people, some more closer to the sunset than others. And I thank the Father for these young people, but I just want them to preach hope. And I don't mean hope in the future. I mean hope in the future, but also hope for now. Folks, we rule not so much us, but the Most High inside of us. He's got business to do. He's got things he's got to accomplish, and he is doing them through us. It's like electricity is flowing through us. You cannot tell me and sell me on the thing that's flowing through us is weaker than the thing that's flowing through the world. I don't believe that, because the thing that's flowing through us is the Holy Spirit. It's this Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit, we call the Holy Spirit. The Most High is flowing through that Holy Spirit, and he's doing, just like I was getting ready to talk about, the following. So one of the things he do again is this thing called a word of wisdom. This is when you'll get wisdom from somewhere that you didn't work for. You'll get wisdom from the idea or this information will just come to you, this wisdom, and it'll help you move forward in whatever problem you're going with, because now you got the wisdom of the Most High. So he promised these gifts of the Spirit is for us, brothers and sisters. All we have to do is just make ourselves available to the Holy Spirit. Don't pursue the gifts. Pursue the Father, and just know that the Holy Spirit is going to use you as you consecrate yourself. Consecrating yourself meaning stay away from sins and stay away from things that will cause your conscience to condemn you, but rather stand on the word that says that we are in Christ, and stand on the fact that that we're through the blood of Christ, we're blameless. Don't let sin taint your conscience and cause you to feel less than. But anyway, when you do consecrate yourself, again, away from sin, you can be used. And the reason why you can be used, I think, when you are in sin is because of your conscience condemning you. So anyway, the word of wisdom comes out of nowhere, wisdom to do this, that, and the other. And I thank the Father for it. I've experienced that particular gift from the Holy Spirit, and it's nothing like it. And then there's something called word of knowledge, and this is something different. Word of knowledge is a little different than word of wisdom. Word of knowledge is just knowledge how to do something you did not study for, you did not go to school for. It just comes to you like just out of nowhere. You just know how to do something. I've heard of it operating in people that were stranded on the side of a road, and they prayed, and the Father gave them just mechanic, like a ball, and they just was like, how can I say it? They was just up. The Father just uploaded information on how to fix their car, or it could be some strange. I've heard all types of things over the years. I can't really think right now because I'm a little tired, y'all. But nevertheless, word of knowledge is you being uploaded with information that you didn't work for, you don't know anything about, and the Father just gives you insight as though you are professional at whatever it is you need to know. That's the second gift. Gift of faith is one of the ones. It's probably my favorite gift because the Bible talks about if you pray in faith, believing, you shall receive. It talks about if you say unto this mountain, and be thou cast in the sea, and not doubt in your heart that it'll happen. So this is a gift of faith. This is not some word that talks about how faith comes by hearing the word of God. This is a gift of faith. I think this just comes. You didn't ask for it. You didn't work for it. All of these things that I'm about to name, these nine, you didn't ask for these things. You didn't, and they're just gifts, a gift of faith. Just something come over you, and you're able to believe God. And it's not something you, again, mustered up on your own. It's a faith. I'll tell you the first time it happened to you is when you got born again. How do you know Christ rose from the dead? You weren't there. How do you believe that?
You weren't there.
I said you wasn't there. I said you wasn't there. How do you believe? It's a gift. So that's your first gift of faith right there. We all get that. Then there's something called a gift of healing, where people are able to heal people. Many of you know about that. You've seen that. It's always fakes and phonies. Don't dwell on that. Dwell on the ones that are healed. If one person ever got healed, everybody can be healed. Working of miracles, there are people, this is a good one, number five, there are people that the Holy Spirit will move on them, take over their body, and they're able to perform a flat-out miracle. And this is probably the most powerful one, because a miracle could be anything. But they are able to perform miracles, and it's not them. It's not their efforts. None of these nine gifts is efforts of the person. This is the Holy Spirit moving on them, and they are able to act. Now, do this sound like somebody waiting on the kingdom? Does this sound like somebody that's just the white man just ruling them? No, these are some powerful individuals who has the Holy Spirit using them in this manner. Number six, the gift of prophecy. This is where people get insight into what the future, or insight into certain hidden mysteries in the Word. They have something operating in them called, or they're given a gift to operate in prophecy. That's number six. Number seven, distinguishing between evil spirits. Now, I don't like that distinguishing. I like discerning of evil spirits. Now, this is the gift that the Father used me with. I have personal relationships, or I shouldn't say relationship, but personal encounters with this gift. And I don't know if that's the only gift I ever will be getting. I've actually experienced the others, but this one I experienced the most. Discerning of evil spirits. I've been in places out of nowhere. I can't explain it to this day. Couldn't tell you. Sorry, I just can't tell you. But I was able to perceive evil spirits. And a few times I engaged the evil spirits, and those spirits spoke through people, and it was very, very scary. And we've talked on the show to death, though. I've talked about it already. I'm not going to get into it now. But it's real. And more importantly, it's yours. You can have it. This is not just some make-believe, some. This is real. You can have the ability to know when evil spirits is present in a person. And you're given that gift for a reason. What I was supposed to do is lead the person to Christ, to just simply preach the good news about Christ, because once a person is born again, that spirit got to go. That's when they're evicted, not with us just saying, come out of a person. That person has to be born again. So anyway, that's the discerning of spirits, number seven. Number 89 is speaking of tongues, speaking in tongues, and interpreting the tongues that you just was spoken. So a lot of times this is done by two individuals, not so much as one. So one person will go off in tongues. These tongues will be something that they're not doing on their own efforts, but it will be the Holy Spirit using their body to speak. And then the Holy Spirit uses a second person to interpret what's just spoken by the first person. This right here is very neat. I've had the privilege and the honor to see it many times in my life as a child. Thank the Father for being raised Pentecostal. Some of it I'm sure was fake and phony or emotional, but some of it was real. And it is very, very, very amazing to see when it works perfectly according to Scripture. Again, someone speaking in tongues, and then an interpretation comes either from that same person or from someone else. It's amazing, brothers and sisters. Let me take a little sip of this coffee. It's amazing, though. So as you can see by this show tonight, or this afternoon, that we're not weak. Brothers and sisters, we are not weak. We don't have to be somewhere far from Yah's presence. We can have his presence. We are in his presence. We're just not sensitive to his presence. He's always with us. We're never left alone. My goodness. This was a good reminder even to myself to hear all of these powerful tools that the Father has given us as we await the Messiah's return and see a physical kingdom that's going to dominate and crush all other kingdoms. I want to thank you for listening tonight. I'm going to wrap up the show. I want to thank you for listening to this show tonight. And I want to thank the Israelites out there, the young ones out there preaching and trying to get our people to wake up to who we are and return to our way, our God, our Elohim. And they also add to the law, but again, we are to keep laws. We actually keep more laws than in the Old Testament. But I don't like to say we're under the law, because under the law means justification being brought on by the law, and that's impossible. You can't do it. The law was weak because of our flesh, and it cannot redeem us. So we are now under grace, and the Father give us righteousness and say, hey, come on to my presence. Just Just wear the name of Christ. Just come in his name, not in your own merits, not in your own good deeds or how good you got it, how bad you got it, crying, saying please and all this. Nope, you just go in Christ's name, and you do it boldly. You stand boldly and firm in his identity, and you approach your Father that way, boldly, because it's all on Christ's merits. This is what we have, and you listen to the Holy Spirit. We listen to the Holy Spirit, and when you do that, you're going to end up obeying and following far more laws than don't eat pork or some of the things that we're hearing from these camps, these Israelites' camps. As though we just got five laws and then we're good. No, it's bigger than feast days. It's bigger than what you eat. It's bigger than the clothes you wear. You know, it's bigger, brothers and sisters. So anyway, I thank the Father for these young people, and I hope they'll listen to this show. And if you listen to understand my voice and this show has made some sense to you, do me a favor. And do me two favors. If you're really blessed, do two things. Number one, forward these shows. Copy and paste the address in the address bar. Just click on it. It should go blue. And hit copy and send it to friends. Serious, send it to friends. And another thing you can do is drop me a line over at my email, Seth, S is in Sally, E-T-H, dot M is in Mary, dot Turner, at Gmail. Seth, S-E-T-H, dot M is in Mary, dot Turner, at Gmail. Do those two things for me. Listen, I love every single one of you. And there is nothing you can do about it. We're going to go out with a song that is very powerful to me. Again, I was in Israel 1 year, and I was leaving, rushing to the airport, and I heard about five black men. They had just a guitar, and they was in this garden, and they all was just, I think they was priests, and they was just singing. And it was so beautiful, y'all. I'm not one to make up a song like not with acapella. I just don't do acapella, but this day was a different day. And they would sing a song called Mele Hakavot, M-E-L-E, space, in other words, Hakavot, H-A-K-A-V-O-O-D-E. It's a whole nother teaching behind that name. But my goodness, that song bless me so. I told the driver, hold on, man, let's wait. I got to hear them sing this song. And it just did something to me. That song was kind of letting me know. So it's spiritual. I can't explain it to you. It's like a confirmation that I was should have went to Israel, should have did the research. It was a confirmation of us being the true Jews, which I already knew we were. But it was just so us. It was so much like, this is our land. We are the people. It was so, I can't explain it. Now, this song is not in English, but maybe you can pick up on the spirit of it. Folks, Tuesday, we'll be working on the book. Whatever the show will be, it'll be something regarding the book that I'm writing, again, The Systemic Lies of White Supremacy or Our World's Ruling Religion. One more time. The Systemic Lies of White Supremacy, Our World's Ruling Religion. We'll be talking about that book on Tuesday, but in a way you never heard. It's not boring. It's very fascinating. And I beg you, do not miss those Tuesday shows, because I go into some things. I guarantee you've never heard white supremacy, black inferiority taught like I teach it, because I have got it from the Most High. There's no way I could have pulled it off knowing the things I know, except the Most High showed me. Just like this whole word of wisdom and word of knowledge, it's him. It's all him. Tune in on Tuesday. We'll see you then. Again, I love every single one of you, and there's nothing you can do about it.